is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me, gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
It's Free for All Friday here on the Steve Gruber Show. The Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. Join me on Facebook at The Steve Gruber Show. Follow me on Twitter at, you got it, at Steve Gruber Show. What do you think of the speech last night? What are your thoughts about that? You can also drop me an email there at stevegruber.com. If you're not somebody who's going to call the program, no big deal. We will take your letters as well and read them on the air. So Hillary Clinton has made history by being the first woman to top a major candidate. To be the first woman to be the major party candidate. She focused a lot on Donald Trump and her message. Did you notice, however, how silly it became? Donald Trump pointed out there was not a single American flag in the convention for the first couple of days. So last night they way overcorrected. And then, of course, there were signs being held up where Hillary had been changed to the word liar. I saw it a few times. I mean, I saw it right off the bat, and quickly the camera was going another way. But the message was there. And I'm telling you, when the camera went to Bernie Sanders, hey, Bernie, you know, appreciate your support. He's just there like a curmudgeon. Not happy, didn't smile, didn't wave, didn't care, doesn't care for her or the Clinton crime family or any of it. Of course, she went on to, you know, attack her opponent, Donald Trump. You know, we'll get to a little bit about how the whole fabricated nonsense about Russian hackers and Donald Trump and the DNC. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, here's a little clip from Madam Secretary last night at the DNC. Go.
So just ask yourself, do you really think Donald Trump has the temperament to be commander-in-chief? Donald Trump can't even handle the rough and tumble of a presidential campaign. He loses his cool at the slightest provocation. When he's gotten a tough question from a reporter, when he's challenged in a debate, when he sees a protester at a rally, imagine, if you dare, imagine him in the Oval Office facing a real crisis. A man you can bait with a tweet is not a man we can trust with nuclear weapons.
Uh-huh. When challenged herself, Madam Secretary instead fabricates stories about Russian hackers and conspiracies and vast right-wing conspiracies and just makes stuff up. Filegate, Travelgate, Whitewater, the Rose Law Firm, the email scandal, the second email scandal, and the list goes on and on and on. I mean, this family has been surrounded by scandal as long as I can remember. And there's just the, and what she's going to bring, and what she is going to bring is higher taxes, a Supreme Court that would do real damage, and so much more. It reminded me of another bit of sound from 1974. And I want you to hear this bit of sound from 1974 and compare and contrast those that have been caught. I mean, Hillary Clinton can't recall. That's how she deals with scandals, or is defiant, or doesn't show up to answer questions. There is no question that she has broken the law. Democrats know it as well as you do. But listen to this sound from Richard Nixon, 1974. Go.
I made my mistakes, but in all of my years of public life, I have never profited from public service. I've earned every cent. And in all of my years of public life, I have never obstructed justice. And I think, too, that I can say that in my years of public life, that I welcome this kind of examination, because people have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
And just to compare and contrast, in response to WikiLeaks' 20,000 emails proving the DNC colluded against the Bernie Sanders campaign, that they sent racist emails, anti-Semitic emails, misogynist, sexist, offensive emails, and put their thumb on the scale. Debbie Wasserman Schultz resigns in disgrace. Before the ink is dry, she's working for the Hillary Clinton campaign. And the Obama administration working to file an electronic terrorism case against WikiLeaks in order to protect the DNC instead of praising them for making the American people aware of massive fraud within our own electoral process. Joe Biden actually called them high-tech terrorists. And if you didn't hear the story about the DNC whistleblower, you should look that up. You should look up the DNC, the guy that was supposed to go testify before Congress here a couple of weeks ago. How'd that work out? Not so well. And if you're under 50, you need to know these things. If you're under 50 and you don't know and you're listening now, listen to some of these things. When Bill Clinton was president, he allowed Hillary to assume authority over a health care reform. Even after threats of and intimidation, she couldn't even get a vote in the Democratic Congress at the time. The fiasco cost American taxpayers $14 million. Then Bill Clinton gave Hillary authority over selecting a female attorney general. Her first two candidates, Zoe Baird and Kimball Wood, both forced to withdraw their names from nomination. Then she chose Janet Reno, something Bill described as his worst mistake. Then Bill allowed Hillary to make recommendations for the head of the Civil Rights Commission. Lanny Gunier was her selection. Little probing led to the discovery of radical views. Her name was withdrawn. Apparently a slow learner, Bill allowed Hillary to make some more recommendations. She chose former law partners Webb Hubble for the Justice Department, Vince Foster for the White House staff, and William Kennedy for the Treasury Department. Her selections went well. Hubble went to prison. Foster committed suicide, allegedly, and Kennedy was forced to resign. Then there's Travelgate, Filegate, Whitewater, piles of corruption, the Paula Jones lawsuit, the Starr investigation, $80 million of taxpayer money spent. Then Hillary's plan resulted in Bill losing his law license. She herself couldn't even pass the law exam in D.C., if you didn't know that. She flunked the bar exam in Washington, D.C. The most brilliant woman in history can't even pass the bar exam in Washington, considered one of the easiest in the country. It is 14 after on a free-for-all Friday, 888-900-9966. I'll be right back.